All right, in theory, we're live.
Woohoo!
All right. Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I am joined by a bunch of fantastic people this evening, including, but not limited to, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. So let's get into the game with a very brief recap. 4 small kobolds that are immensely powerful, but whatever. And some of them a bit more maniacal than others, are going through a magically created desert in search of signs of Tiamat. And they haven't found signs of Tiamat yet, but they found a bunch of magic-obsessed creatures with giant single eyes, and they gave them something. A cloak of billowing, if I remember correctly. And a large metal spider, which sat down beside them, and then they chased it away.
Yeah, that's about right.
And the rhyming doesn't work, but we'll fix it in post.
That's okay.
By the way, I appreciate that with my training, I know that fix it in post is something that you never say in seriousness to anyone whose job it is to fix things in post. Hey, so he was facing the wrong way in the entire recording. Could you fix that in post?
Wow.
Yeah, that's no good. I'm going to say that you've continued, you got another long rest, so there was bacon involved, and you are approaching what appears to be, your guess, is the capital city, because it's in generally the right place.
We did get a long rest.
You did get a long rest, yes.
Yep.
The capital city is referred to at this point as Numerous Folly. But there's no signs that'll say that. They changed the name after the fact because, you know, if you're responsible for the entire area getting wiped off of most maps, you made some mistakes.
I'm going to go ahead and do my inspiring leader thing before we actually approach the city.
Okay. I know what that is, but for everyone who doesn't.
Everybody gets 17 temporary hit points.
Woohoo. Let's see if I can remember how to add those into the character sheet. Oh, wait, I think I can. 17, right?
Yes.
Yay!
You are approaching what appears to be the capital city. There is a wall that goes around the outside of it that's a good 40 or 50 feet tall. There are structures on the outside of the wall, like shantytown stuff that's set up, but you don't see any signs of life.
Well, so far when it comes to buildings in this place, we've found no signs of life until all of a sudden we were being attacked or swarmed, so...
Life finds a way.
True. What happened?
That too. But this is Dungeons & Dragons.
Alright, well, let's keep going cautiously.
Okay. As you get closer, you see signs of death.
Oh, what do we see?
Skeletons. Lots of skeletons.
Are they all sun-bleached white and really old, or are there any that are more recent?
There's none that appear to have meat on the bones still, let's put it that way.
Okay. Are they just randomly laying around, or...?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like those catacombs that you'll see in documentaries where the walls are made of bones, but there's, from any point where you happen to be, you can look around and, without spending a lot of effort, see 4 or 5 of them.
So did they all just die at the same time, or...?
Not enough information.
Okay.
That is the downside of skeletons. It's really hard to tell how they died because all the fleshy bits are usually the parts that receive the damage that kills you.
All right, so I'm going to look around and see if I see anything that looks like it would kill us, because that's kind of the pattern here.
Okay, give me a perception check.
All right. 15 plus 5.
I'm going to keep an eye out for any of those symbols or signs of Tiamat that we found at the library we're probably banned at.
Okay. Gox, with a 15 plus 5, you see some footprints that look particularly bony.
They look particularly bony?
Yes.
Huh. Are they going in one direction or just sort of out there?
This, you're not going to be able to say, hey, everyone's going in this direction. They're sort of like, if you go to like a Ren Fair or something and you see a bunch of footprints in the soft ground or mud or wherever, so some put some hay down on that area.
Okay.
kind of like that. They're scattered and going a variety of directions.
Okay. So I'm going to tell everybody, there's like skeleton footprints over here and over there and over there. But like, promising. I mean, unless Daldane made some new friends, I think maybe these skeletons are getting up.
And I haven't made any friends recently.
I see that Marwai's got a 19 for Tiamat searching. Mm-hmm. With a 19, you have found Tiamat. Wait, no. That would make this campaign go really short. Oh, okay, so we got to find Tiamat, right? Okay, I rolled to find Tiamat. 19, all right, you found her.
Ta-da.
Whoops. Which of the five heads you wish to destroy you? I'll give you a choice. So with a 19, you don't see anything that screams Tiamat, which is good because someone in this ghost town screaming Tiamat over and over again would make it even creepier. But the skeletons are a bit annoying. You see the same signs that Gox sees. And that's as much information I'm going to give you with that roll.
All right, well, clerics are good at turning undead, so I'm probably going to get up my religious symbol and just be ready for it.
I'm just going to hit them with the battle axe. They're just bones.
I appreciate that Marwise serves a deity of knowledge. So in my head canon, when she turns undead, she's just like, you know, scientifically speaking, you should not be able to move because there's nothing connecting your bones to each other. So you can't actually, you know, do any movement. There's nothing to move the bones around. And the skeleton just looks at you and like, oh, crap, she's right, and just falls over. I will defeat you with logic and science.
It's better than dissonant whispers. Maybe not. Sure. Maybe they're the same.
It's a sensitive dilemma for skeletons.
Well, if you think about it, actually, you can't think about it. Your brain is rotted away. There's nothing left in there. Oh, no! I would feel bad about this if I was still alive to have feelings. Turns to dust. Okay. But you have gotten to the one of the gates to the walls. It is currently closed.
Okay, so we were outside the city until now?
You were in the shantytown area. You know how that,
okay.
There will be...
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well...
You were in the suburbs.
We're in the suburbs. Okay.
Right up front, if the gate's made out of wood, I'm probably just going to turn to Gox and say, care to chop it down?
What's it made out of?
The part that you can see is mostly wood, but there are iron bands that hold all the pieces of wood together.
I can probably break the wood, but I don't know if we could climb through after that. All right, I'm going to take a swing at it. Why not?
Okay, give me an attack roll.
I got a 15. Plus, I don't know what my...
Well, the good news is the gate does not attempt to dodge.
Did not attempt to dodge. It's 15. So 15 is enough to hit the gate, right?
Yes. It is not, in fact, a mimic. It does not attempt to dodge.
Okay.
It turns out the whole city was a mimic.
Oh, my gosh.
There are stats for... They're not official stats. They're in one of my third-party books for dune mimics. So they inhabit deserts, and they're the size of a sand dune.
Size of a what?
A sand dune.
Oh, okay.
So the desert literally attacks you.
All right, so I've rolled a 1d10, and I got a 5, and it's a +4 to that. Does it get radiant damage as well?
I will allow it, sure.
Okay. I've got a 1 for radiant damage.
All right.
Oh, that's my first swing. Let's see what happened.
You've buried your axe pretty deep in the door. Give me an insight check.
Okay. I've got an 8, I think. Wait. Yep, that's an 8. And insight is a +5.
Okay. So that takes it over 10. You think that you could get through this way, but it's going to take a long time because... Quite frankly, this gate was put here to keep people like you out. And not like you as in kobolds, but like you as in someone who wants to get in with a large weapon.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to like pull my axe out of the door. And
is there anything at the top of the gate or the wall that I could tie a rope to?
Oh, there's crenellations.
And follow-up question about how tall is the gate?
40 or 50 feet.
Okay.
So I got 50 feet of rope, and I have boots that can let me fly up and try to tie it to the top of the gate.
All right.
Can I... I have a ring that lets me jump really high. Can I jump up there?
You're not going to jump 50 feet.
Okay, just a thought. Yeah. But maybe.
And even Marwise with her boots, it takes more... You're not in combat, so it's not as big a deal, but it takes more than one movement to get up there unless you dash.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to dash, and the boots have a 12-hour lifespan or 4-hour lifespan, so yeah.
Girl from Ipanema plays as you slowly rise up to the top of the wall.
I'm not going that slow, but I have evidence that there are live skeletons, so I am probably going to take my time and try to be cautious.
Okay. So you get to the top. There's a bunch of skeletons up here also. They're smaller skeletons, though.
Huh.
Like, maybe about the same size as you. And they've got pointier teeth and snouts. Those are kobold skeletons.
Oh, this is creepy.
And they're armed.
What was that?
They're armed.
Uh-oh.
With now, they're still lying down. None of them appear to be animate. But all the skeletons that you see at the top of this wall do have weapons either on them or near them. Most of them appear to be ranged weapons. Some of them have short bows, others have slings.
Okay, so if there are any that are like within biting distance of wherever I'm tying the rope, I might try to push them off the wall just real quick. Otherwise, I'm just going to tie up the rope and then fly like 5 feet back and say, should be secure now.
All right. Everyone who wants to climb the wall, give me a dexterity check for climbing.
Okay. I got a 3 plus 2.
There is a small imprint on the ground that is gawk-shaped. And let me get my dice out so I can actually roll damage.
Are you rolling damage to see how much damage I took falling off the rope?
Yes.
Okay.
You take 2 points of damage.
2 points of
damage?
Yeah,
that's a natural one for me.
Okay, 2 points of damage.
You also take 2 points of damage, because that's what all this die is going to roll today.
I'm going to try again.
And Daldane's roll was lower, but Daldane landed on Gok, so there was some padding.
There you go, yeah.
So how much damage do I take?
You took 2. I'm saying your roll to climb was lower.
You took 2 damage.
Okay.
Okay, this time I have rolled an 11.
All right. It's not the most graceful of climbs, but I'll allow it.
Okay.
If we wanted to, we could go by first edition rules for climbing. That'd be evil. Only rogues would have it. The glimmest hope of a shot of getting to the top, and even then they'd be rolling every 10 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking with every 10 feet.
Will an 8 do it?
An 8 will not do it.
Curse this rope.
Okay, there's a 17.
Okay. You Batman and Robin climb your way up.
Nice.
It's a little weird that the rope, when it goes slack behind you, is attracted to the wall and sticks to it, as almost if gravity is pulling it that way. It amazes me that there are people alive today that have never had the pleasure of watching that very campy show on TV.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it was bad, but that's what
that's
made
why
it good.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So everyone's at the top of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you all see the kobold skeletons.
I'm waiting to see if any of them move.
I'll go over and nudge one with my foot.
You nudge one with your foot. It is nudged.
Okay.
Can I see a device to open up the gate?
There is a gatehouse.
We should probably open up the gate so that Shrek and not the other one can get through. I just didn't want to explore much when I was surrounded by skeletons that might get up at any moment.
Okay. Well, there is a door to the gatehouse. It is also conveniently locked.
Hmm. So the door to the gatehouse is in this space that we're in with the kobold skeletons?
The gatehouse is mostly a tower that is next to the gate, and it has more than one door to it. There is a door up on the parapet level where the crenellations are.
Okay.
So you could go down to the ground floor and try that door, or you can try this door right here.
Okay. I'm trying to visualize where we're at. Yeah.
But considering there's no stairs to get down to the ground level, because apparently those stairs would probably be in the gatehouse, you're assuming?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you as a team have ways to get down there without the use of stairs. Even Gox has a way to get down there without the use of stairs, but I don't recommend the swan dive method.
So we're up here, and the door we want is locked.
Yes. Yes?
Okay. What's the door made out of?
Wood, banded with iron.
Oh.
It's a miniature version of the gate.
Oh, that's not going to work either.
I'll float down and check the door on the floor level.
Also locked.
Oh.
What if we take the rope and put it on the other side of this and climb down that way? Wouldn't that put us inside?
Yeah, that's going to work, but how are you going to get the cart in?
I'm assuming that was Varn.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I didn't roll for him to climb up because he didn't climb up. He's still sitting in the cart with the donkeys.
Oh.
Well, okay. My idea number two is we turn the outside of this gate into Daldane's dazzling dwelling and just stow the donkeys away, the donkeys in the cart in there while we search the town.
Well, I have another option.
Mm-hmm.
I can dimension door into the tower.
Oh.
That works.
So I'll do that.
Okay. Can you dimension a door a second time really quickly just in case there's stuff in there?
No, and this is terrifying, yes, but I am willing to take that risk.
Can you bring someone with you?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to bring me with, and then if there's anything in there, I'll get it.
Sure.
Okay.
For the record, once they're both gone, I'm just going to be floating like 10 feet above the wall.
Probably a good plan.
It's a good idea to make yourself be as visible as possible to whoever might be spying on you.
Oh, God.
I know some of them have ranged weapons, but my goal is just to be out of the range of most of them.
Well, while you're up there, give me a perception check.
Oh, boy.
At advantage, because you have a great view of the city.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You're like, you can see it, everything.
You cannot, in fact, see your house from there, because that would be a little too creepy. And that is a 21.
Wow.
An 18 is also nice, but a 21 is going to do it. So the inside of the wall, or rather, like, once you get past the wall into the city proper, the structure of it is what you'd expect from a city. You've got various streets where some of them go in very planned out ways and others are mishmash of alleys and stuff. There appears to be a palace structure in the center at the top of a small hill. And your gaze is drawn to that because so many of the main roads head straight towards it in that general direction. So they sort of draw the eye that way. It's almost as if the city planned it that way because probably someone planned the city that way. You've got this great view of the city, and it would look really nice if it wasn't a ghost town. Or maybe it isn't, because that might not be a ghost standing on the roof looking back at you.
I'm going to hide behind the wall. So on the outside of town, basically.
Okay.
And I'm going to wait for the other two to open up the guard tower and... Psst! Hey! Hey!
Yeah? What do you want?
I'm mostly looking at the... I'm mostly trying to talk to the ones who went into the tower. There's something... out there, or in there.
What, out on the wing?
Out on the wing. Oh, my.
There's something on the big palace. And I think it's alive.
What, like a roof?
Can we hear her inside? Did we go yet? I don't even know.
I'm going to assume that, Gox, you don't have any trouble hearing whatsoever. Daldane, when you dimension doored in, you found a few more kobold skeletons than you would have liked to find inside the guardhouse.
Don't need to mention door in with docks.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I might require a perception check for that, because once you dimension doored in, you found that... So have you seen Indiana Jones and... the first Indiana Jones movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long time ago.
Where they're in that one side chamber that's just full of skeletons that are all standing up.
Oh.
It's that, but without the snakes.
Okay.
And they're all kobolds. So you're eye-to-eye sockets with them.
Okay. Are any of them moving?
When you bump into them, they sort of sway, but they are not making any aggressive actions towards you.
Okay. So we're trying to find something in here. What was it?
Probably something like a big lever with a chain attached to it.
Just open up the gate. That was the goal.
Which is probably that lever right there that you just noticed. There's actually two levers.
Oh, no. which one of these is the one we want?
I don't know. I'll try them both.
Okay. So I'm going to grab one of the levers and pull it.
Give me a strength check.
All right. 16, and strength is plus 3.
If Daldane had tried to pull this lever down, Daldane would have done a pull-up.
Oh, okay.
Because it was made for a strong human, not a kobold bard.
Yeah.
But you are able to pull the lever down, and you hear a cranking noise, like a large gear is being wound. And you hear some movement coming from the gate.
I think this worked. Maybe Varn is helping bring the cart in now.
Hey, I heard something move. And Marwise looks scared.
Can we hear him from...
Oh, I'm sure half the town can hear him.
Okay.
Varn did not take any levels in Rogue.
Yeah. Poor little guy.
Yeah, his method of attack is predominantly take some type of critter, put it in a box or a bag, and throw it at my enemy.
Yeah, it's mostly chemical weapons at this point, you know? I mean, wasps.
Yeah, bugs, so that slime. Doesn't require a lot of stealth on his part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has two volume. He has incredibly loud and eating.
All right. So, hey, Varn, did the gate open?
No!
Oh.
Something moved inside of it, though.
Huh. There's okay.
A stairway in here?
What?
Sorry.
Is there a stairway in here?
Oh, yeah.
Does it go up or down?
Down. You went in on the second floor.
That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The other group's in a magical academy that has an indeterminate number of floors, so...
This is true.
True. Yeah, okay.
And that session ended with it being a bit more extra dimensional than anyone wanted.
Sure.
Yeah, it was weird. It's fun, though.
Oh, it's going to get weirder. Don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I am very excited for our next session.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to head down the staircase. But...
All right. You go down the staircase.
I'm following.
The door on the ground floor is one of those doors that has a giant crossbeam that goes across to keep it locked. Become aware that both of the ways to get into the structure have been locked from the inside. That's always pleasant to know when the only other beings in here are skeletons.
But
it doesn't take a lot of effort for you to swivel the crossbeam up. It is on a hinge and open the door. And when you open the door, you see that by moving that lever once, you have raised the portcullis slightly.
Oh, so it's like a ratchet or something.
Yeah.
Do we need to go pull the levers again, or how does this thing work?
Yeah, probably.
Gravity is your friend.
Levers,
right? Yeah. Gravity is your friend when you're lowering the portcullis, not so much when you're raising it.
Okay.
So presumably you want to close them in a hurry, but not necessarily open them in a hurry anyway.
This is also true.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so should we go back up and pull on the levers again?
Why don't you go up and I'll... stay down here and let you know what happens.
Okay. I'm going back up the stairs to where the levers are.
Okay. Give me one more strength roll. I'm going to take this roll for raising the portcullis all the way.
Okay. Got a 4. I guess I was tired from running up the stairs. Strength is plus 3.
You start doing pull-ups.
Oops. That wasn't what I'm up here for. Let me try again. Can I try again?
I'll allow it.
Okay, that's a 10, and strength is a plus 3.
Okay. You do raise it not all the way, but high enough that if Varn ducks, he can take the card underneath it.
Okay. So I guess I'm coming back down the stairs if I'm aware of that.
The large wooden doors that are banded with iron still appear to be closed. Varn is outside with the donkeys and cart, and he is helping by knocking on the door.
Okay.
I will say, you remember there were 2 levers.
Yes. Oh. Hey, Daldane, you think the other lever would open that part?
Maybe. Doesn't hurt to try.
Okay. I run back upstairs.
Okay. Give me a strength check to pull the lever.
Got an 11 plus 3.
All right. A trapdoor opens up underneath you. You fall into an alligator pit.
Oh, no.
This is not true. No.
Right.
It's not a cranking sound. You hear a ka-chunk sound.
Uh-oh. Did I break something? Daldane, what happened? I pulled the lever. It made a noise.
What happened?
Varn knocks on the door again. It ka-chunked. Was it supposed to ka-chunk?
I don't know.
Did the gate go up or down any?
No.
Try pulling on... Wait, is the portcullis outside or inside the door?
Inside.
Okay.
Well, if you are inside the wall, the portcullis is on your side.
Okay.
Okay.
So the door has to open outward.
Yes.
So I'm going to try pushing on the door and see if it opens.
Okay. Give me a strength check. Daldane has managed to put Daldane foot-sized grooves into the ground as she has attempted to push the door open. However, the door did move a little bit.
Arn, give me a hand. Try pulling.
Oh, I'm supposed to pull? I was pushing.
Yeah, pull.
Okay, I'm going to come back downstairs and see if I can help.
Little does Daldane know that strength check was contested. But now that it's not going to be contested, I'm not going to require any more rolls. You do manage to push the doors open, and the cart and donkeys can come into the skeleton-filled town.
Okay.
I'm going to quickly dash over.
Oh yeah. You got to the capital city. It's filled with skeletons. The shanty town on the outside has human size.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dead skeletons or undead skeletons?
Well, we saw Gox found skeleton footprints all over the place.
But we haven't actually encountered any undead skeletons yet that we know of.
No, nope, they just stand there.
Or sit there or lie there. Most of them are lying down on the job. The only standing ones you found were inside the guardhouse, and even those weren't doing anything.
Nope, not even when we went and messed with the levers to open stuff.
The only sign of life you've encountered was Marwise freaked out when she saw some figure standing on the palace roof looking back at her, because she decided the best place to be was 10 feet off of the wall, flying with her magical boots.
Yeah, and when I see the gate starting to open up, I'm going to fly right back to the rest of the group. Guys, all the roads lead to a palace. I saw something on the palace roof looking back at me.
What did it look like?
I didn't get a very good look.
It's far enough away that you wouldn't have a lot of detail without some type of spyglass. But they were just a dark figure that was wearing some type of robe that hid most of their features.
Well, that sounds like something for us to investigate.
Maybe it's kind of like Tim. Remember Tim? Maybe it'd be okay.
Well, we can hope.
Yes, we can go and we can attempt... Diplomacy, though I don't think I have any more hats.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, then we can kill or re-kill or whatever this mysterious figure.
Well, let's go see what it is. Maybe it's a friend. Not everything here is evil. I mean, those things with the giant eyes weren't too bad. They just wanted a cloak, apparently. I don't know.
They also wanted to eat my soul. But then we gave him a cloak.
Well, we gave him a cloak. Well, Daldane gave him a cloak, and then they were happy. So I guess we start walking?
Yeah, I guess that's best.
Or we can stop for bacon. Stopping for bacon sounds great.
He's got a point there. But maybe we should do that after we figure out what's standing on the palace.
We could talk about that while we're eating bacon.
How late in the day is it?
Well, if I remember correctly, we retconned it to say that you're traveling at night for the most part because there's really not much room for shade.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah. Right, right.
It's...
It's been an hard day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a hard day's night. And you've been working like kobolds. Now I want to write the lyrics to the rest of that song.
Oh, God. Then you need someone who can sing in the harmony part for you.
It's maybe around midnight.
Or whatever. Okay. We have a while, I think. Maybe.
Varn just doesn't want to go and investigate anything in a creepy skeleton-filled town.
Yeah, yeah.
Insight check anyone who cares.
Okay. I got a 15, and insight is plus 5.
And I got a 19.
One moment. 20. I got a 17. For once, I actually All rolled right. decently on one of these.
Yay.
All right. So, essentially, Varn appears to be more skittish than normal.
Hmm.
Varn.
Yeah?
Varn.
Yeah?
My friend. There's my something friend. You aren't telling us. Something scary, perhaps?
I might have told you this already.
Well, tell us again, because I don't know.
Okay. Well, you might recall, I said we didn't have any spellcasters in the Rotfoot clan.
Yeah.
Because they were all taken away.
Because they were getting sacrificed.
Oh.
This might be where they took them.
Huh.
It would explain all the kobold skeletons that I didn't see until you opened the gate. Why did we open the gate?
Well, we need to go investigate something, I think.
All right. Well, we investigated. We can close the gate and go home now. I'd like to go home now.
Varn, let me promise you something.
Yes?
We are not going to let you get hurt. And whatever we find in here, there is nothing here scarier than us. Okay?
Especially her, really. You should believe her, Varn.
Well, the last big bad guy you encountered, you did fireball in the face.
See?
What was the last big bad we encountered? A giant metal spider. I forget.
Well, that one wasn't... I mean... The one before that was a dragon, so I think that counts as bigger.
Yeah, and we killed that thing in, like, what, 12 seconds?
It didn't take long.
We fought the Mummy Lord, too.
Yeah, that was the firebolt to the face one.
Oh. Yeah.
Mid-monologue. Not even mid. He hadn't gotten to the middle of his monologue.
Look, he said the...
Oh, I'm not questioning your motives.
An inferior servant species, so I firebolted him in the face.
There are times.
Hey, wait. Okay, Gox is trying to put this together. Like, all right, so that guy didn't like kobolds, and then he disappeared, and we're in a city with skeleton kobolds. Is he the guy standing on the palace?
It is a possibility, and if that's the case, he ran away from us before.
I'm going to have a good day.
Well, we know how to fight with him.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So remember that image that I posted in general text of Mark Holmes is smiling as players find out information? Or they think about things? 75% of the time, that's my face when we play these games. Not tonight, because we had technical difficulties, so it was more of a look of consternation and anguish.
Yeah, so that was not about us. That was
But the smile has returned.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
I'm not going to say you're right or not, but the smile.
No, of course. Yeah.
Is the road to the palace straight?
Yes.
Okay. And how far are we from the palace?
If you get the donkeys in gear... then I'll be very concerned because that would require you to augment them with gears, and that's not the kind of
thing. I don't think they'd like that.
But it probably wouldn't take more than an hour if you don't encounter anything along the way.
Okay.
I love that everybody just assumes that Gox knows that this must be the guy that we ran into. Like, no one questioned it, you know?
Hey, I didn't say I knew it was. I said that if it was, I'm going to have a good day.
Yeah, that's true.
We just recognized it's a likely possibility. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
I mean, the DM does enjoy having recurring villains, so there's that.
Yeah.
But the DM has already told you that there are about 20 of these guys.
Right. And and Gox would not have figured it out if Zeely hadn't just recapped. He kind of went, oh, hey. You know?
So,
if it is him or one of them, I suppose I have some bones to pick with them. Or, no pun intended.
Well, there's plenty here, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, Varn is maybe
literally
slightly...
literally picking a bone with him is more Daldane's purview.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Varn has switched gears to trying to act like he's being more brave, but only when he thinks anyone's looking in his direction.
I'm not sure exactly how subtle I can be at this, but, you know, I'm going to do the thing where I try to place him effectively in the middle of the group so that no matter which way something comes at us, it's probably going to get one of the others, us, including Marwise, first.
Okay. I'm not so sure how subtle he is at it, but Varn might have attempted the same thing, but to assist you with that, where anything that came at you would get to you first.
Oh. He's cooperating with your maneuvers.
He knows how many hit points he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's also the one having a rough time in the city. And kind of needs that sense of security.
He could be killed by a cantrip.
Oh. All right. So am I leading us? Or
that's up to you.
It's a straight route, right? Gox can do this.
From what you see, yeah.
Yep. I'll lead.
Okay.
We've got the cart. Sorry, Daldane.
I was just saying, we've got the cart, so I'll let the donkey lead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take to the sky and keep an eye out.
Okay. You take to the sky. I'm going to say that because this was mentioned, one of the things that does occur to you was to take a look at the palace roof, and you do not see any creepy robed figures hanging out there.
Well, my dark vision doesn't extend very far.
This is true. It is not a moonless night. There is a moon in the sky. Not a full moon, but like it's waxing or waning or whatever. And there's stars. There are no clouds whatsoever because desert. So there's enough light that even without dark vision, you can tell where things are.
Yeah, remember it was Marwise that spotted the figure to begin with.
Yeah.
Don't see anybody on the roof anymore.
Huh.
Well, that means I'm no longer embarrassed that I might have gotten spooked by a statue staring at me.
A very spooky statue is around the next corner. But you'll never see it because you're going in a straight line. Okay. So most of your trip for the next hour seems to be completely uneventful. Someone roll me a d6.
One.
All right. On a one, you find Tiamat. Wait, no.
Oh, no.
Not going to do that to you again. Wait, what? No. You do continue to see skeletons all over the place. Who has the... Well, someone roll me a perception check.
Okay. I got a 15 plus 5.
Okay. You're fairly certain that one of the skeletons that you go past does turn its head as you go past it.
I'm going to stop and look at that one again.
It's not moving.
Okay, I'm going to point at that one.
Definitely looking in your direction, mm-hmm. but it's not moving.
Yeah.
Hmm, all right,
that one turned its head. That one.
Do you want to crush its skull just to be on the safe side?
Okay. Off I go. I got a 16 on the d20.
16. That's going to be a hit.
Okay. So, all right, the D10 is a 3 plus 4.
Actually, no, I take that back.
Okay.
So, yes, that would normally be a hit.
Oh, okay.
But at the last moment, it raises a bony hand and casts shield.
Oh, I know that one.
I've got a second strike, but it's still got shield, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, shield is still up, but that just increases its armor class.
Okay.
A 16 only was a little bit above what your target number was going to be anyway. It boosted its AC just enough.
Okay.
You roll well enough, you can break right through it.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a 16 on the die.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So, FYI, it still casts shield.
Uh-huh.
you are aware that there was some magical thing that made the strike harder to do. But let me recheck what your bonus to hit is. You are not currently raging. No. Battle axe plus one gives you a plus 9 to hit.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so a 25 is going to get right through that shield.
Okay, so I'd rolled the D10 rolled a 3, and that has a plus 4 on it. And radiant damage is a 5.
All right. It does not appreciate the radiant damage.
Okay. Is it still standing?
He's still standing, going, ow, ow, ow!
Hmm.
What'd I do to you?
Wait, what?
What do you mean, wait, what? Okay, what kind of barbarians are you? You just come in and attack people for looking in your direction?
Well, no, I'm the only barbarian among us, really, but...
I meant no offense, but still.
Yeah, well, I get it, yeah. I didn't know if you were friend or foe, and you kind of turned and
you
looked at us.
You didn't ask! You just came at me with a battle axe!
Well, I'm trying to protect my friends!
This is why society's on the downturn these days. No one talks anymore!
Well, we didn't know you could talk to start off with.
You didn't
talk to you. I mean, how did I know? You would not get up and start doing this, you know?
Zeely's going to come down a bit. Still sort of flapping to stay up. If Daldane's talking, I can't hear her.
No, I'm not talking.
Okay. So, maybe I shouldn't have hit the skeleton. Sorry.
Yes, our apologies for that. We've had some bad experiences with a lot of things, really. There are people trying to kill us.
And typically, when we've met skeletons, they've been the ones trying to kill us.
Except for Tim.
Well, he wasn't a skeleton, though. Well, he kind of...
He was a zombie.
Right, right. That's
well, Tim and Tim's followers...
Well, I think his followers might be skeletons, yeah.
Well, that's true.
But that was a long time ago.
Right.
Are we
right.
in the Shadowfell?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we're not in the Shadowfell. Just a former capital city filled with skeletons.
Okay, anyway. So are the rest of you friendly, too? Because I want to make sure I'm not hitting friendlies, you know what I mean?
Most of them aren't friendly or foes. They're just kind of there.
Okay.
Waiting.
What kind
for
of
what?
Skeletons?
What are they waiting for?
Orders. You know
from
how
who?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, like Tim's people.
Maybe.
Who's this Tim guy?
A friend.
He's got a nice hat.
He does.
Who are you waiting for orders from?
It varies.
Do you know who lives in the palace?
Or
that's
unlives
a loaded
in
question.
The palace?
No one really lives in the palace.
Is there anyone walking around in there or existing
sometimes.
In there?
I'm not allowed in.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me?
I've only got one unlife to live.
What kind of skeleton is this? What is this a skeleton of?
I think it's a kobold.
Oh, a kobold. Okay.
Yeah, most of them are.
So
inside the city, most of the skeletons are kobolds.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that because I was not here.
Right. Well, you caught up.
Yep. Yep. Right, so, what's your name?
Gallic. Gallic Ratfoot.
And at that, Varn peeks his head out over the side of the cart and goes, Gallic? Oh, Varn!
Oh.
Hey, guys, this is my brother.
Wow. Oh, I'm really sorry I hit your brother. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, water under the bridge.
I guess so. I won't hit you again unless you attack.
Yeah, we're from the same litter of eggs, but Gallic here showed magical aptitude, and I already told you what happens there.
Yeah, well, I mean, he seems to be doing okay at the moment, considering.
It's a very boring job.
Oh, that's no good.
Would you like an exciting one?
No.
Wait, do I seem threatening right now? Is that what's happening? Am I threatening people by accident again?
Well, you just threatened me with an exciting job, yes. Exciting jobs are how you end up being undead in a city full of skeletons.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, okay. So
coming
you,
here
so
was the exciting
case,
job.
I feel like exciting jobs are how I ended up... able to cast 8th level spells, but... Or whatever the heck you call them in-game.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, skeletal spellcasters don't tend to level up that much.
Are you all spellcasters? I mean, I know you cast something that I couldn't hit, but...
I think most of us were, but the process of making undead is a little faulty at times. Most of us, when we're brought back, are just like your average run-of-the-mill animated skeleton that will attack you with melee weapons regardless of what we did in life. Every now and then, there's an exception to the rule, and hi, I'm one of them.
Okay, so that means some of the skeletons here might attack us.
Well, possibly, but you're kobolds. You're supposed to just not have us do anything to you until you go into the palace. And then you become one of us anyway, so, you know, welcome to the neighborhood.
Huh. Yeah, interesting.
What if we were to tell you that we either likely already killed the people who make people like you, or we're going into the palace to look for stuff and possibly kill anyone left who makes people like you?
Do you know a black dragon?
No, I don't.
Do you know this priest guy who can turn into sand and talks about kobolds as though they're lesser?
Did he have a hat? He did not have a hat.
No. The guy I'm thinking of didn't have a hat.
Okay. Wait, we mentioned a hat earlier. Nope.
A person with a hat. Or who?
Well, you were talking about some Tim guy that had a hat. I thought maybe you were talking about Tim.
No, I wasn't talking about Tim. I was talking about the guy we fought after the dragon.
So what happens in the palace to turn kobolds into zombies?
Oh, the kobolds get killed.
By what?
I remember really big eye sockets. Like, big enough that I could set up a small living room in there with a nice few pieces of furniture, maybe an end table, with doilies. And then I was here.
So actually,
most of what I know about what we're supposed to be doing is just sort of it came into my head.
Okay.
I do have a feeling that if you do attack what's in the palace, I might have to stop you. And that's not a we can talk about this type thing. That's I would be compulsed to attack you and wouldn't really have a say in the matter.
So what would happen if it died? Do you know?
Redied. Let me roll an arcana check to find out.
I will also roll an arcana check, which I am still not proficient in, just because...
Well, I got a 4, so your guess is better than mine, most likely.
I got an 18.
Ooh.
Okay. So the methods of creating undead are as varied as the kind of undead that exists. Actually, there's more ways to create them than there are kinds of undead. There is the possibility that if you kill the big bad in the palace, or at least whoever is creating all of the undead, that they'll all just fall to bones and be normal bones again. There is a possibility that they become autonomous. And autonomous undead of lower level, like skeletons, sometimes they'll just stand there and await orders that are never going to come. Sometimes they will mimic what they did in life. So imagine, if you will, a kobold warren under the city that is made entirely of skeletons, that is creepy and awesome at the same time. Or they just go on a rampage and attack whatever. Think the Lich King and all the undead in Northrend if the Lich King ever stops being the Lich King.
Okay.
So there's a wide variety of bad things that could happen, but you don't have enough information to know for sure which of those will. Now, normally what occurs for sentient undead is that if whatever created them goes away, they gain free will.
Oh.
There have been exceptions to this, but for the most part, that's how it is.
Well, I figure you'll probably be okay after whatever happens. So, I have an idea. How about we put you somewhere safe until it's over with?
He tilts his head, and there's not much meat left on the bones for you to know a lot of facial expressions, but his body language shows skepticism.
Zeely gestures to her bag of holding.
Oh my.
I'm sorry. It's more of a childhood trauma type thing, but imagine, if you will, that you had a sibling that liked putting lots of things in bags. I said I was sorry! From the looks of it, he never actually grew out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a good throw, though. He really does. What if you, like, came with us, like, on the cart? Then I would know which one of these skeletons was you, so I wouldn't hit you.
Well, I'm the one with the dashing robes.
Sorry.
They're not. The robes are pretty much rotted away. Or maybe they were melted away, or... they're not quite there anymore. There's a few tatters.
Well, it's all right. We can and get you new robes when we get back. I know some... Oh, no, they're a ways away, and I'd have to teleport around. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Well, this conversation is all good, but I think it's going to work out. Well, I hope it will, because... You know how I said that most of my orders were just kind of like compulsions that came into my head?
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to keep an eye on you.
Well, if you come with, you're doing your job.
Yeah, so would you mind giving me a ride? I've been standing all day.
Yeah, go ahead.
For I don't know how many days.
Yeah.
11? I think it was 11 days.
11 days? It could be. I don't know. But you could hop in the cart. There's plenty of room.
Okay. Give me a leg up. Varn, you're going to take the leg off. I thought that's what you meant. Shut up.
Okay. You want me to pick you up and put you in the cart? Would that help?
I'm not going to RP that so much. Yeah, he gets in the cart.
Okay.
Roll dexterity save to make sure you don't just rip a limb off when you help him up.
Yeah, no, it's like, how am I going to do that? Yeah. Okay, well, now I know, all right, the skeleton in the cart is a friend.
Well, frenemy, maybe? There's a pretty good chance that when things go down, he is going to have to attack you.
But right now, he's a friend.
Which, I bring out my rope again. Should we consider tying him to the cart? Because
I would really appreciate it if you did not tie me up. I'm already dead.
Yeah.
Yes, but depending on how many undead we get swarmed by,
you've already stabbed me with a giant axe and did radiant damage to me.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't know.
Yes. Well, just don't add insult to injury by tying me up.
Yeah. Well,
then you might.
Whatever you've been through, I've been through more. Let's put it that way.
Probably true. Yeah. What other spells do you know? I mean, you got the one that I couldn't hit. You know, I figured that one.
Give me a moment while the DM looks at my character sheet.
And I was asking about tying him up, because if I decide it's worth it to turn undead, he might start just running off the cart, and then we'd lose track of him.
Oh, I'm okay with that, because then I'd be further away from anything that you do.
But if we don't know which one you are, I'd end up possibly hitting you again.
Oh, no, I'd keep running.
Oh, okay. Well,
probably.
Yeah.
Unless I was compelled to come back.
See, that's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, as spells, I know more now than I did when I was alive, and I don't know some of the ones I was alive and knew. It's weird, but I can make things cold. I can make things creepy. There's a lot of ways I can make things creepy.
Yeah, I believe you. Okay.
And I can do this, and he goes and picks up something. He casts Mage Hand and picks up a random thing and brings it over. It's a pebble.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very handy. I can use this to toss a pebble and ding a kobold skull from like 50 feet away. It's really fun.
Wow. So you have a good arm, too. It must run your family or something, you know?
Well, I have one now.
Yeah, more of a hand. Still. Yeah.
Disembodied still and skill. Spectral.
Yeah. What if we, does anybody have, like, I don't know, like a extra shirt or something we could give him so we know which one he is?
So long as it's not red, I don't like red.
Oh, I think mine are red. Yeah.
I will not be going into battle wearing a red shirt. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's see if I have anything else.
I love how instead of running off into combat, we're like, how can we play dress up with the kobold skeleton?
Well, Gox doesn't want to hit him again. He's Fern's brother.
It's possible that a lot of the kobold skeletons in this town are related to Varn in some way, shape, or form, because the Rotfoot clan was being used. Rotgut would be a different clan. The Rotfoot clan was being used to farm skeletons, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, but as far as Gox knows, this is his brother, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only sentient kobold you've encountered that showed any degree of respect towards Varn besides the party.
Right. So, I mean, I'm going to believe him, you know?
And that might just be because he's the first kobold. Well, you're the first group of kobolds that he's seen in quite a while that I even talked to him.
Oh, I have an idea.
It's very lonely.
I cast prestidigitation and turn his head orange.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You did something. What did you do?
It's made of bone.
She made you a pretty color. Just your head, though.
I'm a color?
Uh-huh. Just your head, though.
Am I burgundy?
No.
Mauve?
No, salmon? It's like a...
You're orange. You're orange.
Yeah, I've been worse.
Okay.
Okay, so you have an orange-headed spellcasting kobold skeleton in the cart. And that is not the weirdest thing I've said in any of our campaigns.
We can't help it.
I'm going to make a list. Actually, I did make a list. They're all out of context D&D quotes. I post them to my edit of the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you continue onward, and so you roll me a d6.
Okay. I got a 4.
4.
All right.
Oh, wow. Must need to be a 4.
It was
then.
Meant to be.
Yes.
It was meant to be 4. Thanks, I'm here all week. All right. Now, I'm going to assume that you're all still actively looking around, so I'm going to ask for active perception checks.
Okay. I've got an 11 plus plus 5.
Varn got a 6. That's not going to do it. And Galax got... Oh, Galax sees it.
Oh, wow. I actually rolled decently on a perception check for once. 15.
Nice.
And I got a 22.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm going to say that Marwise is perhaps a bit skittish because she's the one who saw the thing on the roof first.
Dildane's still rolling.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow,
so she got a 24 with a nat 20.
with a nat 20, Daldane sees all and knows all. Mm-hmm. Brown Bear, what do you see? All. That is a different children's book, and it might not be for children. the rest of the book is all illustrations of Eldritch horrors. Mommy, can I have a stuffed Cthulhu for when I lie sleeping? Hold on a second. Pressing buttons. Right, never mind. All right. So you are being followed, and Daldane sees it first. Bryn with a 15. See,
Bryn?
I'm looking at. Okay, so in Discord, you have conveniently set your username to be Eo Bryn Zeely. So I saw Bryn and said, that's a character name. Yes, I was thinking of that stuff, too, by the way.
Bryn was here.
Oh,
very
my
different
gosh.
Things would be happening.
Well, not so much different. Bryn would be freaking out.
Yeah.
Which is not so much different from the Saturday campaign. But 15 and higher, you do notice that there is something following you, something with a large, single, luminous eye. It is keeping its distance and trying not to be noticed by the people in the cart. Almost all of you have noticed it. And Galax rolled high enough that he sees it as well. And he says, that's not something you see every day.
We've seen them a couple times, actually. Not today, though. I think these guys want magic stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't see them every day, but they've come by once or twice.
Did they find magic stuff here?
Maybe. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But when they come in, they usually make a beeline right for the palace.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where we're going, so they may as well come with, I guess. They weren't fighting us, so...
Yeah, but this one's trying actually to be hidden. It's not in a group. That's a little strange.
Yeah, we had one before doing that a while back. Maybe it's the same one. I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, they all look alike to me. I don't want to be that kobold.
Right, but I mean, you know... Like,
it's not
they
like
don't really
a
have
bright orange
faces.
Head or something to stand out.
Right, well, yeah, you know. Although we could probably...
Ask to come over so you can do prestidigitation on its face.
No, I
just
can't.
Want to change your eye color.
I can't do that. You know?
Oh my gosh, there's a Christmas plush Cthulhu. Why does this exist and why do I want one?
I love that as soon as you said plush Cthulhu, we both went and found some for you.
And are those... What are those on its tentacles? Are those supposed to be jingle bells?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I think so.
It's the most horrible time of the year.
I think there might be one of those in the house.
Oh. We grew up in very different households.
I know there's definitely a non-Jingle Bell all version in the house. It might still be lost somewhere in my room.
Ah. All right, distracted by Jingle Bell Cthulhu.
Distracted by Cthulhu in general is usually not a good thing.
Do we need to make sanity rolls now?
I don't know. Can we at this point?
No, you lost that a long time ago. This whole campaign, season one, that went away.
Yeah. Well, kobolds, you know.
Plush Cthulhu hand puppet. I win.
Yeah.
That's actually the same as the first one I linked. It's a hand puppet, too.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay, oh, wow. So we'll call it a draw.
Yours seems to be carrying onions.
He's hungry.
Why do you think the Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie looks as bad as it did? Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. And what is this?
With his baleful eyes gleaming and villagers screaming as madness draws near. Thank you, Ellie. Does Daldane have inspiration? Because if not, you're wrong. Okay.
All right. I lost track of what we were doing. we were talking about the thing following us.
Yeah, you just noticed the eyeball creature, and you were just casually talking about it while...
Yeah.
Not trying to hide your voices at all. So it could probably hear you talking about how it was following you.
Mm-hmm.
And trying not to be noticed while it's still trying to not be noticed.
Yeah, that's fine. They're not causing us any harm.
Yet.
Well?
Yeah, it might be worth it to stop and make sure it doesn't want to before we face whatever is also in the palace. Just.
Huh. Okay. I'm going to wave at him. Hi.
Give me a persuasion check.
A what?
Persuasion.
Okay. I've rolled a 20, and persuasion is plus 0. I rolled a 20.
Bonus doesn't matter. It's a nat 20. So when you wave, it waves back before it realizes it's waving back while trying to not be seen.
Yeah.
And then it skirts around a corner again.
Aww.
Well, I guess that answers the question about whether or not we can at least talk to it. So I guess we have to continue on to the palace and let the enemies come from where they may.
Well, maybe it's just really shy.
Which I'd be okay with. I didn't want to face necromancer, skeletons, and I dude at the same time.
Yeah.
It's waiting for the right moment to approach Zeely and pop the question of, may I have your soul? I heard there's magic in it. It's not you. It's it. All right. And you continue on forward. Give me one more final D6 roll.
Okay, sure. I got a 4 again.
All right. You summon Cthulhu.
I think we already did that.
There used to be stats for Cthulhu.
Sorry.
In early editions of the game, they were just pulling things from everywhere. Some of the monsters were made up from things they bought at the equivalent of a dollar store. but they also pulled heavily from the Cthulhu mythos and made stats for Cthulhu and a bunch of other Shoggoth and stuff like that.
Wow.
You can still get stats for them, but they're third party now.
Okay.
I think the Shoggoth was still in third edition, and Mind Flayers are basically scaled down Cthulhu anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, they to Cthulhu what Dragonborn are to dragons.
Huh.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
Apparently, in the new Baldur's Gate game, Mind Flayers play a prominent role.
I saw a video. Yeah, could be.
Yeah. I'm interested, but I want to actually play and beat the first two Baldur's Gate games first. I have them. I've purchased them, but I just don't have the mental fortitude right now to sit down and play those games. They're fun when I'm into them, but I'm not always into them. But this is not a video game review podcast. So, with this last D6 roll, I'm going to say that you are aware that there is a skittering sound coming from a side alley, and as you continue on, a giant metal spider crosses your path. So that is bad luck. Only because it was a black cat that it was accompanying it. It was on a little leash. It was very adorable.
The spider has a pet?
No, I'm joking about the black cat. But the spider doesn't seem to notice you. It just goes across the street in front of you and keeps on going.
Well, we know where he went. Unless it's the second one.
As you pass the side street that it went down and look down the side street, it is not there.
Wow.
Yeah, those things are good at that.
Huh. Okay. Well, I guess if it wanted to fight us, it would have, so...
That's usually the thing that brings us here.
That's what?
That brings us here. You think a lone kobold can make it all the way to the desert to here by themselves?
Well, we made it here.
Yeah, well, you're kind of strange. Also, you had a cart and donkeys.
This is true.
Usually we're just sent here by ourselves, and that thing finds us in the desert and brings us here.
Which might be why it's ignoring us now.
Because we're already here.
We're already here.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you it's why I was mostly ignoring you until you tried to chop my head off.
Well, I didn't know. I already said sorry.
You didn't ask.
Well, yeah.
We've already had this conversation.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, you reach the front doors of the palace.
Wow.
And they are open.
Good. We don't have to find any levers for this one.
And I think that's where we should end it for tonight.
Okay.
This is going to be a short episode after all the editing out of difficulties, but whatever. It's going to be a lot of editing.
That's okay.
So thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone who managed to listen. I have been Crash. There's a bunch of awesome people who've joined me, including Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. And there are plugs in the video portion for what we've been streaming, but is there anyone who wants to offer an audio version of it that I can put into the recording?
My mom writes books. You can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got two podcasts, one of which is about the lore of Diablo 3, and the other is just me reading random things that I've written, usually not about Diablo 3. There's a bunch of gaming stuff on there and other stuff, and that's at bookofjen.net.
I don't want to plug anything right now because my website isn't open to new registrations.
Okay. It might be by the time this goes live. Pre-recorded sessions right now. If I died today, we'd still hear podcasts being published up through August.
Wow.
I don't want to die today, though.
Right.
Please don't.
I would rather not. All right. And there is also a Patreon that helps us keep the lights running. Patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can be awesome like the five awesome patrons that we have, including several people who are actively playing this game, but I don't have the full list in front of me, so I have to say it out of memory because I'm not currently logged into Patreon, so that's a fault on my part. But Ellie's a patron, Cindy's a patron, Eric's a patron, Chris is a patron, Alice is a patron. I don't think that's everyone. Anyway, be cool. Give us money that we can use specifically to give you more content. Brain work.
Mm-hmm.
That was your request. The answer was no. All right, so until next time, have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.